So, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. So when a person tries to balance both this Brahman and Kshatriya roles, it may be that other people may just take one aspect of it, or even that person oneself may get caught in one side too much. So how does one balance? I think that's why we need the association of devotees who will balance. And broadly speaking, if we have a good friend circle, in our life we need to have at least one person, through whom we look at our mind. Normally, we look at everyone through our mind. That means if somebody comes and praises me, I think, क्यों मस्का लगा रहा है, क्या चाहिए इसको मुझसे? We think if this person is praising me, he must want something from me. And if somebody criticizes me, I think that this person must be envious of me. So what happens? The mind is always with us, and we look at everything through the filter of our mind. Of course, by purification, the filter of the mind will go down. But if we have at least one devotee, instead of that devotee we trust so much that instead of we looking through our mind at that devotee, we look at that devotee and we look at our mind. Okay, my mind is saying this, and this devotee is saying this. We look at the mind through the devotee's guidance. And in some cases, even if it's not one devotee, sometimes for different aspects of our life, we may have different guides. That may also work out. We have to see what is practical. But the point is that this thing, major decisions about balancing, when we are playing different roles, the major decisions of balancing cannot be done by our own introspection or our intelligence. Ultimately, it is our life. And we have to decide how we are going to serve Krishna. Of course, under the guidance of our spiritual master and our authorities. But it's our responsibility. So we have to take the decisions, we have to implement the decisions. But because we are doing it, we are too close to ourselves to observe with objectivity. And that's why we need input from others. So if we are in the association of devotees, and not just in the association, but physically, but association in terms of taking guidance where necessary from others, so that they can give us an objective perspective. Objective means they look at us from a distance and they tell us. Then we will be able to balance. Then whenever we go off balance, they will help us to come back. That's one thing, having guidance. And within ourselves also, usually we need times of sattva-guna reflection. Most of the times when we are doing things, we are in rajoguna. That's not necessarily a bad thing. Because for doing things, to some extent, passion is required. But if there are times of sattvic reflection, which we also have, so it is said that when the airplane is traveling, 95% of the time it is off track. If a plane is going from Mumbai to Calcutta, 95% of the time is off track. Because the wind pressure is there, the clouds are there, the atmospheric conditions are there. And how does the plane reach the destination? Constant reorientation. The pilot is watching. Oh, it went off track, bring it on. We fall off track, bring it on track. So like that, in our life also, while doing things in the heat of the moment, in the passion of doing things, we may go off track. But if we have times of introspection, maybe once a week we sit back for some time, maybe 10 minutes, 15 minutes, we may write down what events happened in our life, or just sit and think about them. What I did I do it properly? Could I have done it differently? Now, if we look at time, if we look at the past is not like a time axis on the chart for us. The past lumps up. There are some moments of great significance, and other moments are routine. So the moments of great significance, either when we did something wonderful, or something terribly bad happened, or some altercation was there, or whatever. So then when we look back, we'll see, okay, this is what happened. Maybe I could have done it this way, or maybe here this was too much. Maybe this could have been adjusted like that. So if we have those times for introspection, then we can ourselves do the reorientation. So it is almost inevitable that we'll go off track. But when we go off track, if we have periodic times for introspection, then it is called a Sihavalokan. Sihavalokan means, it is said a lion when it's chasing a prey, it keeps running, 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 and it stops and looks around. It is, where has the prey gone? Where have I come? And then again runs. So like that, the periodic breaks for introspection, if we have, we'll ourselves reorient ourselves, and if we take the guidance from others also whenever required, and they will also help us reorient, and that way we can maintain the balance. As far as others, we perceiving others, it is important that if we are trying to understand someone, if we are one of the principles, I'm a part of the Shastric Advisory Council, which is the advisory body for the judicial Shastric issues. So one of the principles that we have in studying Prabhupada's works is that on any topic, if you want to understand Prabhupada, we should look at all the statements of Prabhupada in the topic, not just one of those statements. Because one of the statements may be on this side, other two statements on the other side. And if we take only one side of Prabhupada, we will get or share an imbalanced conception of Prabhupada. So basically, to understand a person, you have to look at the full range of either activities or life or whatever. Then we can avoid misunderstanding. Thank you very much.